Think you got what it takes?
Let's go!
Time to play. Are you smarter than?
All right, so I've never been so jealous of anyone in my life. We've got Stephanie from St. Bruno on the line. Stephanie is on vacation. Good for you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
And she just went to the store. So picture, you're on vacation. You go to the store. And what did you bring home from the store?
Well, some croissant for the family.
She said bread and croissant. She's eating carbs on vacation.
Amazing.
You're living my dream life, Stephanie.
Not very keto this morning.
No, that's okay. Calories don't count on vacation.
I love it. All right, so we want to give you $250 worth of amazing, luxurious Vivier skincare products. You've chosen to take Sam down this morning.
Yes, I will try.
And you called him the master. Why'd you do that, Stephanie?
It's called respect.
You know.
Respect.
I just want to maybe boost his confidence, and then he'll be, not as stable as he can be. So
hyperinflate the balloon before you pop it. Well, Stephanie, as much as it's going to pain me to ruin your vacation, it might very well happen.
He has a ginormous head that looks like a balloon. Okay. He's leaving the studio right now. Okay. We'll play some music in his headphones, something to really mess with him, I hope, this morning, Kat. And Stephanie, you said you listen every morning normally when you're on your way to work, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I won't have to explain. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Stephanie, the pound cake got its name because it contains a pound of what?
Flour.
Only males are called peacocks. What are females called?
Pass.
What is the hardest substance in your body?
Your teeth enamel.
Which movie became the first to earn $1 billion worldwide?
Avatar.
True or false, most power outages in the U.S. are caused by squirrels.
True.
Only males are called peacocks. What are the females called?
Hens.
Okay, and you didn't pass on anything else. Okay.
Nope.
All right, we're going to bring Sam in. We're going to ask him the same five questions. What were we playing in his headphones this morning? Oh, that new one. By Conqueror and Shaggy.
A little banana to throw you off.
Banana.
Well, you succeeded. Can't concentrate when the song's playing.
Okay. You ready?
I am so ready.
Okay. Sam, the pound cake got its name because it contains a pound of what?
Pound of butter.
Only males are called peacocks. What are the females called?
I should know this. Pass.
What is the hardest substance in your body?
Pass.
Which movie became the first to earn $1 billion worldwide?
Avatar.
True or false, most power outages in the U.S. are caused by squirrels.
Interesting. I don't know. I'm going to say true. Female peacock, let's go hen. And the other question was?
The other question was, what is the hardest substance in your body?
I started the word.
What were you
going
to say?
Calcium in your bones.
It's wrong anyway. So there you go. You can fight for your wrong answer all you want. Go ahead. All right. Let's see how you guys made out this morning. The pound cake got its name because it contains a pound of butter is the answer. Ooh. Is there going to be butter on the croissants this morning, Stephanie?
I think so.
Oh, no. It's already in.
It's baked in.
Yeah. Nice.
I'd like to put a little more on top back in the day.
Okay.
Good. All right. So Sam got that one right.
Nice.
The second question, only males are called peacocks. What are the females called? The answer is peahens. Peahens. But you guys both said hens, so we can either give it to you both or you don't.
Okay. Stephanie, do you want it or not?
Oh, yes.
Okay, let's get it.
Okay, you both get it. Nice work. What is the hardest substance in your body? Stephanie knew the answer to this one.
Oh.
It's the enamel on your teeth.
That was close.
Nice work. You weren't, though. Which movie became the first to earn $1 billion worldwide? I probably would have guessed Avatar as well. It was actually Titanic.
I wasn't sure if it was like a billion in theaters or afterwards or whatever. Yeah. Anyways,
you weren't sure. I'm sure you had time to think about all that. So neither one of you were correct on that one. And the final question, true or false, most power outages in the U.S. are caused by squirrels. The answer is true. You both got that right, which means we've got a tie.
Oh, boy, Stephanie.
Oh, yeah. Tiebreaker on Wednesday morning. All right. Sam is back in his isolated booth. Can I get you to turn down your radio for me there, Stephanie?
Oh, I'll just go outside. Sorry.
Okay, perfect. All right. So, Stephanie, 10 seconds on the clock. I've got a question for you. The answer is a number. Whoever comes closest within those 10 seconds is going to be the winner, okay?
Okay.
All right. Stephanie, deep breath. How many taste buds are on the human tongue?
3 million.
3 million taste buds. All right, we're going to bring Sam in. We're going to ask him the same question. All right, Sam. Ready?
Okay.
10 seconds.
Oh, boy.
Sam, how many taste buds are on the human tongue?
880.
880 taste buds.
Yeah.
Specific.
I can't just give a round number. It sounds too vague.
Do you have a name for all of them?
You got the salty one? The bitter one?
All right, the answer. How many taste buds are on the human tongue is... You weren't really close, Sam.
But how close was I?
The answer is 9,000.
Okay, all right.
9,000. Stephanie said 3 million. Sam said 880, unfortunately.
Boom goes the dynamite.
That
all
makes
right.
This balloon head the winner this morning.
Congratulations, Sam.
Aww. Thank you, Stephanie. You gave me a good run for my money. Enjoy your vacation. Enjoy your croissants. I mean, you're the real winner this morning.
Yes,
let's be honest.
That's okay. My family's really proud that they heard me on the radio.
Yeah.
They should be.
Really cool. We're so happy to have you. We'd love for you to give a call back and try again, okay?
Oh, I will beat him next time.
Yes,
don't worry.
You'll get him next time. All right. Take care, Stephanie.
Take care. Have a nice day.
Okay,
bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Eat that one out.
You're not the same.
Excuse
You're not
me.
Doing as well. No, I was better at this.
I think I've lost since I've gotten back.
But it's all been very, very close.